Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk to Ellis County. I'm Samantha Smith. Speaking with us today, outgoing auditor Gene Crum, here to talk about his, I guess, career and outgoing as he prepares for retirement. Thanks, Gene, for taking some time.
Is there anything that you hope to see improve in the future?
You know, if I'd say anything improve, I would like to see maybe some kind of a educational process that comes out of our office to let people know how important it is to go to the polls and vote. It's sad in a way when maybe 2 or 3% of the population will turn out for a big vote, like a school election, city election. We've had school bond issues where we're talking about 70, that's 70 million in one of our school districts, and only like 3 or 4% of the people turn out to vote. That means that 3% of the people are making the decision for 97% of the people. And, you know, it's kind of sad. I'm not saying that the results are any different than if 90% turned out, that it may be the same. But still, people, you know, it's sad that in so many countries, people risk their life to go to the polls and vote. And here in the United States, we just take it for granted. People don't educate themselves. No offense to you, my friend, but sometimes people just listen to what the media has to say, and that's how they vote. And
sure.
They don't do any research. And, you know, people need to really get involved. It's sad that people don't get more involved in the election process.
Sure. Anything you want to say to, you know, the people who, I guess, voted you into office or live in Dallas County? Any kind of parting words?
Probably the biggest thing I would say is thank you. You know, it was an honor to be auditor and serve the people of Dallas County for 12 years. I've enjoyed it. It's been quite rewarding, and I've met so many good people. I mean, there's so many nice people in Dallas County. It's just hard to believe. So many that have worked for us in the polls. Go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning and go home at 9 o'clock at night and been there all day for basically minimal pay. We, you know, pay $8 or $9 an hour, and it's rewarding to see what goes on. And I really am appreciative of the people that not only voted me in, but have worked for me over all these years.
Absolutely. Any tips or suggestions or, I guess, advice to give people to make Julia's job a little bit easier moving forward?
No, I think Julia's got a personality that I think she'll be able to win the people over. She's going to have people work for her. Anybody that's worked in the polls now know what a fantastic trainer she is. She's got a lot of intelligence and a lot of energy. Kind of goes with the age, but she'll make a fantastic auditor, and I just hope the people out there give her a chance. She'll make a mistake or two. That goes with the job, but I hope everybody will cut her a little slack at first, and not that she's going to need it, but and help her all that they can.
Absolutely. Big plans for retirement?
Not really. We sold our acreage over by Earlham and are living in a rental house in Adele now. And we'll probably be there until spring. I got a boy in Afghanistan, so we're wanting to stay close to his kids, which are in Johnston. We get to see them a couple times a week. So once he's back and settled in, I would imagine that Clear Lake, we've had a house in Clear Lake now for 14 years, and I imagine that will become our permanent residence starting next spring or next summer. We'll still keep a presence around Dallas County. I've still got some land and a shop that I've kept in out north of Earlham, so we'll still be in the area quite a bit.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Gene?
No, not really. I want to thank you. KDLS has been a partner of ours and done a lot for us. Getting the word out on elections and other things that needs the word spread in Dallas County. And it's really rewarding to see the media come around when we need them and help us out. So I do appreciate that.
And we appreciate you. It's been a pleasure to work with you, and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. That's today's Peary Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County. We'll be back more next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.